Thank you for that introduction. But there's something else I'd like to do is, how many of you paid to get in that door? If you did, I want to find out who charged you. Look at the stack of books in front of you. Those are free. Second Amendment Foundation and the Gun Right and Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms has been putting on GRPC for 27 years. That's 27 years. That's 27 years of networking. Nowhere else do you get to meet the kind of people that you meet at the Gun Rights Policy Conference. And I want to give a shout out. I'm not the only NRA board member here. Linda Walker is here. Stand up, Linda. And Ted Carter. So if you have anything to say, I'm not the only NRA board member to tell it to, okay? So they've been doing this for 27 years, working hard, as Julie said. The conference has been going on longer than the age of her children. And I really think that Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms and Second Amendment Foundation deserve a standing ovation for the 27th conference. Okay, most times you hear that this is the most important election of our lifetime. How many of you have heard that this year? Okay. How many of you heard it 4 years ago? 8 years ago? And so on and so on. Yes. That's a lot of lifetimes, isn't it? Well, I contend that this is the most dangerous election of our lifetime. And I'm just going to go over a few things that Mr. Obama has done, and it's a timeline on gunbanobama.com. And this progresses through when he started with the state of Illinois onto being president. He sat on the board of directors for the Joyce Foundation. We all know the Joyce Foundation is an anti-gun foundation. And you were talking Obamacare and banning guns through healthcare. He endorsed a ban on the sale or transfer of all semi-auto guns. He proposed banning gun stores within 5 miles of schools and parks. Imagine that. Supported a 500% tax increase on guns and ammunition. Co-sponsored a bill to limit firearm purchases to one gun a month. How many of you just want to be able to buy one gun a month? I didn't think so. You would like to be able to buy, Ginny, yes, you would like to be able to buy one gun a month. He continues to favor handgun registration and licensing. He voted to ban hundreds of the most common rifle and shotguns, voted against the firearm owner's ID card age going from 21 to 18. He voted to uphold local gun bans, said he continues to oppose concealed carry, and I'm skipping here because there's a lot more. He voted against prohibiting lawsuits against gun manufacturers, et cetera, et cetera. He voted against John Roberts for the Supreme Court. He voted against Samuel Alito for the Supreme Court. He said he believes in keeping guns out of our inner cities. He favors a ban on standard capacity ammunition. He says he's not in favor of concealed weapons. He weeded out gun owners from his administration. He nominated Eric Holder. We know what we got from that. He said that 90% of guns recovered in Mexico come from the U.S. That was early on in his term. Gee, what was he setting us up for? Fast and furious. He, of course, nominated Sotomayor, who's rabidly anti-gun, for the Supreme Court. He also nominated Elena Kagan. And the list goes on and on. He works with IANSA, which is an anti-gun organization in the U.N. And just last month, he said he affirmed support for renewing the semi-auto rifle ban and magazine ban. That's a lot. Did I miss any? Yes, I missed a lot, didn't I? But I want to try and get Julie up to speed with the time. But also, there is the Democrat platform. And in the latest issue of the Gun Mag, you can see the Democrats' anti-gun Second Amendment platform takes about one-third of a page. The Republicans' pro-gun, pro-Second Amendment takes almost a half page. If you get the chance, read it. It's the latest issue of the Gun Mag. Okay, so let's talk about judges. I've got a thing to say about them. They're getting old. The Supreme Court and the Circuit Court of Appeals. And did you know that Obama has altered the power on 4 of the nation's 13 Circuit Court of Appeals? And during the next presidential term, 3 of the Supremes will turn 80. We've had Second Amendment victories on the Supreme Court by 1 vote. 1 vote. Can you imagine what Mr. Obama will do if he's unchained, if he gets a second term? Anybody want to have a guess there, what he's going to do? Executive orders, yes. And what did he recently use the executive order for? Well, no, that was executive privilege, sorry. Fast and furious. What else is he going to do? Appoint radicals to the Supreme Court? Can you imagine 2 more of the Sotomayor and Kagan? Or possibly 3 more? What else is he going to do, do you think? Executive order the Small Arms Treaty? And as I said also, Obamacare and the Joyce Foundation. Don't think for a minute that they're not going to try and say, and they've been doing it, it's kind of on the low key, and he's also said he's going to be under the radar, all his anti-gun stuff. He's going to try and push that having guns is a health issue, and he'll ban them through the Obamacare. I have no doubt about it. So that's why I think this is the most dangerous election of our lifetime. And what I would like you to do is use those terms from now on. Not the most important election, but the most dangerous election. Use that term when you're speaking to your coworkers, your gun buddies, anybody, your family, anybody. Use that term. It's so very important. Actually, I want you to say it right now. This is the most dangerous election of our time. Do it one more time. We can stay here all day. Julie won't like it, but this is the most
dangerous.
Excellent. Very good. Now repeat that several times a day to everybody you talk to. And for this, I want you to use that terminology. For this next part, I do apologize to Donald Trump if I don't get this exactly right. But what I would like to see happen is when we all wake up on Wednesday, November 7th, assuming we can actually go to sleep that Tuesday night, I want to hear that Americans have overwhelmingly chosen the pro-Second Amendment candidate, the one that's always been proud to be an American. And I also want to hear that the American people have spoken loudly and clearly and have said, Mr. Obama, you're fired. Thank you.